Morning show, lots of listeners looking for answers as well when it comes to the National Maternity Hospital or the proposed National Maternity Hospital site. Who's the new company? Who's on the board? Have the new members of financial vested interest in new hospital? And lots of questions coming in. Moving along, Wicklow mother Susan Dixon made contact with the morning show about her son Leo has an extremely rare form of Bethlem myopathy muscular dystrophy, and he needs a wheelchair, and it's been a bit of a struggle to get it for him. Susan explained, over the last 2 years, my son's condition has progressed to a point where he depends on a wheelchair to attend school and manage any distances. We accepted a temporary chair in April 21 with the promise of his own chair, correctly fitted and appropriate for his personality circumstances. We had a seating assessment in January 2022, this year, and at the appointment we were informed about the extremely long wait for funding from the HSE. But I've tried to explain the urgency of the chairs. My son is no longer able to self-propel in his chair. It's too heavy. And Susan joins us now. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Declan.
You're through the battles and the wars, and of course the whole thing is to look after your son Leo and you know, make life easier for him. So tell us about the fight.
Well, to be honest, Declan, I was hoping the system would work for us. I was giving them plenty of time. We're well used to waiting lists. We've been on waiting lists since Leo was born. We don't have a problem with that. We understand the pressures of the system. But we were expecting that, like, a wheelchair is it's a necessity. It's a piece of equipment that my child needs to have the independence that he deserves. And we accepted, in good faith, we accepted the second-hand chair. It wasn't ideal, but we said, look, we'll manage with it. We know that one will be coming for Leo, we'll get this sorted, and it won't be a problem. But over the last year, between losing the services, not having the physio that he needed to keep his mobility, we noticed his condition deteriorated. And he now depends on a wheelchair. But the wheelchair that he has, it wasn't new when we got it. It wasn't made specifically for Leo. It was just really a temporary stopgap. And that was fine until Leo started to lose his strength and he can no longer propel himself in the wheelchair. So essentially the wheelchair has turned into a buggy where Leo needs to be pushed around. Now, Leo is a 9-year-old boy. He is your typical 9-year-old. He is funny, he is smart, and he wants to do what other 9-year-old boys do. He wants to go where the other kids are going. And at the moment, Leo can't do that. Leo is in a wheelchair that he needs to be pushed to where the other kids are going. He can't just decide he wants to go with them and push himself over there. So when we got the appointment in January, it was a seating appointment to meet with different companies to see the best type of chair, the best weight, the different adaptations that Leo would need. We met with them in January with two different appointments. Now, at the time, we were told there are extremely long waiting lists with the HSE, and we were like, look, this is quite urgent now. I said, the chair is in, the brakes are broken, the handle on the back is broken, it's taped into place. We have to fix the brakes pretty much on a daily basis. His SNA in school carries a set of Allen keys to fix the brakes on his chair, and that's not right. So we accepted that there was going to be a bit of a wait, and I gave it a couple of weeks, and I made contact, and nothing. There was no reply. So this was a CDNT team that I was contacting, and eventually I got in for a meeting with them in April. And I was told in April that the paperwork from January had sat on a desk in the building and not been looked at, hadn't been written into a report, and hadn't been sent to the HSE.
So all those last weeks.
And yeah. Nine weeks of doing nothing. So I really wasn't very happy with that. I really wasn't. And I was told that, well, the paperwork will be done by the end of May. And I said, no, that's not good enough. That's just not, I'm not accepting that. And I will say the staff that are working there at the moment, absolutely, they are fantastic, but they can't do the job of all of the staff. They're so short-staffed. They just can't look after every single person. But they did get the report done for me that week, and it was sent to the HSE. Now, I've given 4 weeks with the HSE, and I'm sitting and I'm going, haven't heard anything, nothing. Not even an update, not even a thank you, we got your details, nothing. And we're told it could be 16 to 20 weeks before they reply to say whether we've got the funding for the wheelchair or not.
Right, and how do you make a case for funding? What do you actually say in order to make sure you get it? We'll come back to the duration of trying to get it, but what do you actually say to make your case?
When I've seen the report that went to the HSE, and it's actually quite basic. It just details Leo's condition and that he needs a wheelchair. And then it gives specifics of the different adaptations that Leo's wheelchair would need, that it wouldn't be just a standard chair. It needs to be extremely light. It needs to have a certain set of tyres on it, and it needs to have brake levers that would be a little bit longer, that he can manage them by himself. So the report itself is only, it's two A4 pages, and it doesn't really go into much detail apart from Leo has a condition called Vessel Myopathy Muscular Dystrophy, and he needs a wheelchair to go to school and to go any certain distances.
And his condition?
Leo can walk.
Right.
He can walk, he just can't walk very far. And when he does walk, his muscles, they work four times harder than muscles generally would, so he gets tired very, very easily.
Now, his condition, would that change depending on the type of wheelchair he had? If he got the lighter one that you need and the one with the proper brakes and all the your specification, would his condition actually improve because he's got the proper one?
No. Now, his condition won't improve. His condition is with him for life, and it is a progressive disability. It is a progressive disease. So it will get worse over time. But what a wheelchair made for Leo will do for him is it will give him the independence to live his life as he should be, as a 9-year-old boy. It'll give him independence in school, and it'll give him independence in the community. One thing Leo really wants to do is he used to do the junior park run in Arklow, a 2-kilometre walk around the Duck Pond in Arklow. Now, Leo has lost the ability to do that. He can't walk it. So the only way Leo can do that is in a wheelchair. Now, Leo wants to be able to do that by himself in his own wheelchair, like everybody else at that park run does. But at the moment, he can't do that. He'd have to be pushed. You know, so he just wants to be like everybody else. He just wants to have the independence that everybody else has.
Yeah. And what's your relationship like with the people who make decisions?
Up to now, it's been very good. I have to say that we've got the services and the care that we've got when we were with the HSE and then Enable Ireland and Arklow. It was absolutely fantastic. And I do understand that we've been through a pandemic, and I do understand that that halted a lot of services. But we have to look at the long-term impact of that on our children. Like, the pandemic came, our children's conditions didn't go away. They're still there, they still need the services, and they still need the support. And us families, we still need the support.
And
but we have
yes.
noticed a huge drop in staffing numbers. And I think that is where the main problem is coming from. Like, paperwork sitting on a desk because you don't have anybody to do it. You know, that is the biggest problem.
And tell me about wheelchairs. Is there, you know, is there a storeroom with a load of wheelchairs? Or which way does the system work?
Yeah, the one that we have now, the second-hand one we got that from a storeroom. So that was a wheelchair that had been used by somebody else and it was taken back. But wheelchairs, depending on the child, they will need different things. They'll need different set wheels. They need different hand rims. There's lots of different things that different children will need depending on their ability. Now, with Leo, the brakes on his one, they're broken. They just don't work at all. So they're tightened now to almost the tightest they can go. But Leo hasn't got the strength to put his own brakes on. So what will happen now is the more those brakes are put on and off, they'll eventually just loosen and fall off, and then we'll have to fix them back on again.
Yeah.
So the new wheelchair that we're looking for will have lighter brakes, higher levers, that Leo will be able to manage the brakes by himself, and they will be new, so they're not going to be worn and broken.
Right, and he'd have his independence. So how does the funding system work?
We make an application to the HSC, the paperwork goes in, and generally they come back with a yes or a no, or what they'll do is they'll look for another quote. Now, I think there was two quotes done. Leo, the chair that we're looking for Leo is extremely lightweight, so there's not very many companies that do them. So the one that's the main one that has been sent in is a company that HSC do work with. They are one that the HSE are known to approve the chairs for. So really, the paperwork has got in 4 weeks ago. And it's now down to somebody to look at that paperwork and get back to us with a decision. Because once the decision is made, we still then have to get the company back out. Because Leo has changed in size and weight since January. So he'll have to be remeasured by the company who are going to do the wheelchair for him. And then the wheelchair has to be made up and delivered out to us. Like, we're looking at the guts of a year, maybe more.
And do you have
by the time all that happens, like,
do you have to travel anywhere? Do they come in?
No, they will come. They've been very good. Any of the appointments that we've had have been done here in Arklow, which is great.
That's good.
But to be perfectly honest, I would be willing to travel the world over.
Yeah.
If I thought that I could get what my son needs a little bit quicker.
To give him, you know, the ability, what does they say? Everybody's ability should be looked at as an ability and what he can do.
Yeah.
Leo could do more if he had the proper wheelchair. So
That's it. He could do so much. He could do so much more. But I think when you have days out, and we recently had a day out there where I was with my sisters and their children, and they're all in and around the same age, and I have a child older and a child younger than Leo, and all of the kids were running in different directions. They were all excited. They all wanted, one wanted to go here, one wanted to go there. Every time all those children ran off to do different things, Leo had to turn to me and go, "Mom, can you push me over to here? Or Mom, can you push me over to there?" And he shouldn't have to do that. No child should have to ask somebody to bring them somewhere. They should be able to, like all the other children, go there by themselves.
Yeah, especially when the technology is there.
Yeah.
So you're going public with this. You have it on Facebook. Any reaction?
Yes, I sent the email to quite a lot of people yesterday. I had held off. I have given what I consider a reasonable amount of time. I've given 4 weeks to hear something back, and I think that was enough then for me to say, okay, I need to let people know what's going on here. So I've had one reply out of all the emails and all the messages I sent yesterday. Apart from yourselves, put me on the show this morning. I have Councillor Pierre Leonard is the only person to reply to me. And she has given me her full support.
Very good. Okay, well, let's hope something comes out of it. A texter says, same all across every service in HSE. I have experience in another area. That woman like myself should not have to fight for our child's rights. You know?
Yeah, I've had quite a number of people that I would know in my own circle of friends who have come forward yesterday and said, thank you for speaking out, because there are so many people in this position. And I just don't think it's good enough. I think our children deserve better.
Keep in contact, Susan. Let's know the progress. Thanks very much indeed.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Susan Dixon and mum of Leo in Arklow. 0877 11103.